It is Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, driven by Hyundai, where the Fan Morning Show, Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. On Thursday mornings at 7 a.m., we do our Pitt Football Spotlight, where a member of the coaching staff joins us. And today it's Paul Randolph. This is a mouthful, but he deserves these titles. Executive Associate Head Coach, Co-Defensive Coordinator, and the Defensive Line Coach. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. And you got your hands full this week because you got an offense that is 10th or so in the nation in scoring, and you got the big quarterback in Kolaros. This has to be one of the bigger challenges your defense is facing all year.
There's no doubt about that. Cincinnati, Coach Jones has been playing extremely well at this point in the season, and his quarterback is doing a great job of managing the offense and leading the offense. And, it's not too bad when he's got a really good running back to turn around and hand it to also. But they are extremely explosive, and they are playing extremely well right now at this point.
Now, as far as what the quarterback does, is he one of those guys that when you think you have everything bottled up, he's just going to tuck it and go, and when you turn your back to him, he's going to kill you?
Well, there's no question about that. You know, I've had a few sleepless nights this week. He's an accurate quarterback. He's hitting his receivers when he's supposed to. They have a tremendous passing game. And then naturally, you know, if they're covered, we have to be in our landmarks as far as our rushing, because he can pull it down and hurt you with his legs also.
How would you describe Isaiah Pede? What kind of a running back is Isaiah Pede?
You know, when you first look at him, you think he's just a slasher speed guy. But as you continue to watch the film, I mean, he is a hard runner with speed and has great vision. They are a zone team, and he does a great job of finding the open gaps and hitting them.
We're talking to Paul Randolph, the co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach. This is our Pitt Football Spotlight on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Aaron Donald really has been a beast of late. What has he been doing so well as he progresses into a very good player?
Well, truthfully, improving every day. From the start of spring to right now, this morning, you know, he has improved every single day in his fundamental techniques. He's bought into believing that will allow him to be a great player. And so he's taking what he's doing every day and the improvements that he's making every day each week. And on Saturday, he's just going out playing with extreme passion and is showing up in his stats.
What has it meant to have Todd Thomas back and healthy?
Oh, let me tell you. it adds another speed and athletic person for us on the football field. And definitely, we're going to need that this week in playing Cincinnati.
I want to ask you about another defensive lineman, Chaz Alexi. And we love talking to Chaz.
Yes.
I would imagine you never have a problem knowing where Chaz is coming from or what his thoughts are at any given moment.
Never. You know, Chaz he wears his emotions on his sleeves. You know, he's an excitable guy, but that passion that he plays with and things like that, I don't want to bottle that up at all. He asks questions, he talks, he communicates, and I'm really excited that I've got him on my team and that he's playing extremely well right now.
Now, the last time you guys had a nationally televised win and a big win, there was a massive letdown after that. Have you changed anything after your latest impressive win on national TV to prevent something like that from happening again?
Well, the only thing we do is we just, continue preparing. That's our biggest thing, and just, you know, keeping the guys focused on the here and now. And the here and now this week is Cincinnati, and it is we have a great opportunity as a team, you know, to come out nationally and play well again. We've been playing well at night, so that's a good thing. But our big thing is just, the guys, hey, this is the next game. Let's get focused on getting better each day, and then let's go out and play extremely well on Saturday.
And, Coach, one of the most overused terms in all of sports is must win. But if you still want to, win that Big East title, this certainly qualifies as one of those.
Well, for us, every game's a must-win as a coach, let me tell you. And, you know, and I think all players understand that. But, you know, but we, you know, right now, you know, we do control our own destiny, you know, and, you know, we have to play well and take care and handle our own business, which is to win each and every game. And, of course, that's our goal from the start of the season. And Coach Graham won't let us forget that that is our goal, you know, is to win each and every game.
And I imagine another thing, Paul, that Coach Graham won't let you forget is that got to cause some turnovers. He's always talking about winning the turnover battle. Cincinnati is very good at that. What have you guys been doing to try to create turnovers?
Daily putting emphasis on it, you know, and defensively, you know, we have to pick that part of our game up. We've been playing well, not great, but we've been playing well on defense at times. But the one thing that has been missing is our turnovers. And defensively, we just have to tackle more aggressively and make the plays when we have an opportunity on a fumble that's on the ground. We have to get it, an interception that hits our hands. We have to catch it. And I think just playing hard, playing passionately, and relentlessly pursuing the football, I think that will create some turnovers for us.
Yeah, what's the fine line in making sure that guys stay with their fundamentals, stay in their lanes, and not try to go, you know, the saying is do too much to try to create those turnovers and get caught out of position?
Well, and that's true. You know, our deal is do your job. You're 1/11th. And I think our guys are understanding that because we've been fitting and doing our job defensively. The other thing is we just need to get that ball out and get it back to offense as fast as we can to give them a few more opportunities.
Talking to Paul Randolph, who is the executive associate head coach, the co-defensive coordinator, and defensive line coach for Pitt. Of course, losing some big-time players, Ray Graham, of course, and then another guy who's an emotional-type guy and a character in Cam Sadler, and then suffering another injury on the offensive line. We know what it means on the field to lose guys like that, but emotionally for the guys and you guys as a coaching staff, how hard has that been to deal with?
Well, you know, in this profession and, you know, in this sport, you know, that's going to happen. There's no question about that. And you just have to make sure that your depth is working their tails off and are ready when their time, or their number is called. And I think, you know, our staff has done a great job of preparing the guys that's going to have to replace, the guys that have fallen so far. But I think the guys that are injured, Ray, you know, and Cam and those guys, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, they are still a part of us. They are still part of our leadership on our team. And so, you know, they are keeping the guys motivated and progressing. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, as a staff, you know, we just have to make sure that, you know, if one guy falls, then we have to, his backup have to be ready to step in and produce.
And, Coach, obviously with four losses, a lot of teams would be kind of, you know, looking toward next year, kind of out of it, but with so much on the line still, I would imagine you guys are still as hungry as you were if you were undefeated.
There's no doubt about that, and I think, you know, the way we practice, you know, here the past week or so, I think that shows that, you know, to us as a staff, the guys have really worked hard. They're still focused. They're still working their tails off and still trying to improve each and every day.
Yeah, Greg mentioned some of the injuries on offense. One of the ones on defense was safety Jason Hendricks, and our man Andrew Taglianetti has filled in there. How's he done?
Andrew's done a great job because he prepares. You know, and he knows, you know, because he was injured a few years back, the next guy had to step up and be prepared, and he's smart, you know, he's from a sports family, so he knows that injuries happen, so what he's done is all year he's prepared just like he was a starter, and so therefore he's really stepped in and has done a tremendous job for us.
Paul, thanks for the time. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Take care, Coach.
Paul Randolph, Executive Associate Head Coach. I've never heard that before. Co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach.
And perfect coach's voice.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a perfect coach's voice.
Yeah, well, it's, you got that that crackly,
like,
you know,
from Central Casting. Hey, we need a coach's voice for this read right here.
I should have asked him.
They would call Paul Randolph because that voice is perfect.
Should have asked him who he yells at most to lose the voice.
Yeah, I don't know if he would.
Probably a lot of candidates. I don't think he'd give them up.
Yeah. So, Pitt's right there, and they got an opportunity to make some. They had played well at night. I mean, you forget that, you know, the wins and the losses.
Right.
But I mean, those two national games, and they were great. I mean, Thursday night and then Wednesday night. Now it's going to be a Saturday night at Heinz Field, and hopefully that win on Wednesday night makes some more people want to show up and see this game, especially when you're playing Cincinnati, who has done a pretty nice job in the Big East so far.
Do you see their numbers?
Oh, this is the best offense that they've played.
They're averaging 434 yards per game, 542 all-purpose yards per game. They average better than 5 yards per carry of any kind, and, I mean, they are really bringing it offensively.
They're average.